Okay, we're learning Dr. Chesson Beis Tapir Amid. Tani Rav Chia Siyur Rav Shurim Levi. Shurim Levi is Mechash Das. That Lekuli Alma, second generation already can't be Makriv. So they bring a Brisa that says like that. Because the Brisa says, Kesev Hu Makriv. And we darshan, Kesev is lashon of a baby, Rashi says, Vlad Tle, a little baby. So Vlad Rishon Karav, Vlad Sheni, any Karav. You only can bring the first generation, not the second generation. Now who holds you can bring the first generation? That's the Chachamim. And still it says, the second generation can't be Makriv. So it's a riot to Rav Shurim Levi, the Yim Fidei Chachamim, they're a Moida, second generation, you can't be Makriv. Not a drasha. Who karav? Ain't Vlad called kachim karav. This Vlad is karav, but shar kachim, it can't be makriv. So tomorrow, Vlad the mai. Which Vlad of which carbon? Either I love Asham is charmein. Vlad and Vlad heim. They don't have children. I chatas hilchasigamirila. Lamisa is law. If it's chatas, you know it's lachem. We've seen that that goes lamisa. So which Vlad are we going to lafuke? We have shlomim, oyla, chatas, Asham, oyla, and Asham is charim. Chatas is mesa, and shlomim taki can bring. So what are we going to lafuke? Zokta Gemara, Am Ravina la suye Vlad Hamais Hamusarais. A Vlad, let's say the Nakeva came at number 10 as a Meiser, and it had a Vlad. So there we're saying that Vlad is not brought on the Mizbeh. Vlad Hamasaras Lam Likra, Evrav Machar, Lurav Machar Gamalay, and we know Bukhar can't have a baby because it's a Zachar. So learn out Evrav from Machar. We have a Zereshav. We know a famous Zereshav from Machar, learn out the Gabi all things. So Gemara, it's so Ravina in the Efshem Shi Efshem. You can't learn that Efshem Shi Efshem by Bukhar is not Efshem. That's why you don't bring a Vlad. But Hashem here is Efshem. Maybe she'll bring Kamash below. No. So Al Kaponim here we have a Brisa. It's a right of Shmuel Levi. Okay. Back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah is Machlokes. If you can bring the Vlad as a Shlomim, right? Rabbi Eliezer holds you can't bring a Vlad as a Shlomim. So we had two Edison. We had Edis of Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Pius, of Vlad Shlomim, Yukav Shlomim, and then said, Om Rabbi Pius, Ani Meid, Shoyis Lono Para of Zivche Shlomim on Pesach, and we ate the Vlad on Sukkos. Sok to Gemara. V'le Rava, the Amma. The Rava says, the Masech Rosh Hashanah. The Amma, Kachim, Kiv Shal Olein Regal Echad, even one regal you pass is called Yom Vim Avro Olein Baal Ta'achar, Ma'at Seret Ba'yim Meichlei, you should have to do bring it already on Shavuos, because that's the first Yontiv, and it's Baal Ta'achar already. How can you wait till Sukkos? Rashi explains, Bishlam of Pesach, you didn't have to bring the Vlad, because maybe it was born on Pesach, and it was a Chusas man, calls, you know, the whole Pesach. But the next Yontiv, it's Baal Ta'achar, you have to bring it on Shavuos. Why are you waiting until Sukkos to bring the Shlomim?
Chusas man,
because it needs 8 days. Yeah, these 8 days, yeah. Amar Rav Zviv, So Rafi Pasuk Pshat means the behemoth was a chayla on Atzeres, and the chayla is one of the things you're not allowed to bring as a carbon. Chayla, zake, muzum. So the behemoth was a chayla on Atzeres. You could bring it on Atzeres. The Rabbeinu Gershon learns it means the person himself was a chayla. And that made him a p'tur. That made a p'tur about that. That's a chiddush. Pasuk Pshat means chayla on the behemoth. What?
Yeah.
That's a Pasuk Pshat. I'm saying Pasuk Pshat means chayla on the behemoth. So that's Rav Zvid's Teres. That's why it was no Baal Ta'achar. V'ashi Amar, my Chag Na'avik Toni Chag HaShavuos. It was Chag HaShavuos. It wasn't Chag Sukkos. It says Chag. Chag was Chag HaShavuos. V'idach, no, Kohech Toni Pesach Toni Atzeres. It says Pesach says Atzeres. And calls Sukkos Chag. If it's a Chag HaMatzos, then Atzeres could be Chag. But it says Pesach, it would say Atzeres, and Chag must be in Sukkos. So Adkan two Trutzim in the Eidus Rav Pius. The problem is that Ihochi, the Kash is, what exactly is the mile of a second Eidus of Rav Pius? He already said, I have Eidus that brought a Shlomim. Well, so Bin Shlomim, if the Eidus was no Baal Ta'achar, it's Kishmak. But now we're saying that there was a good excuse. He was a Chayla, or it means Shavuos. So what was the purpose of a second Eidus? Yochi, Maya Seduce, what's the Eidus? And for the Gemara, no, it was another Eidus, Lafukim Rav Eliezer. Lafukim Rav Eliezer, Dom of La Shlomim, Yikrav Shlomim, Kamasaru Dekarav. He's being made that Yimakrav.
And he already said it.
And he already said it. That's the Kasha. The Torah says, no, it was two Eidus on that. It's a problem. Yeah, it's a problem. But that was Mara's Kasha, really. This learned the Chak Nosan. And the Mara's Torah says that Lemaisa, there's two Eidus on that. Yeah, you're right, the Kasha. Dr. Mishnah Vaita. We mentioned this Mishnah in passing before. Vlad Toida Vutmurasa, and this Rav Eliezer is not arguing on. Vlad Toida, the child of a Toida, Tmurasa, Vladon, Atsoiv Kol Adoreis, all the Vladois that ever come out of the Tmura or out of the Toida, Hare'ilu Ketoida, or Vachin Tmur Lechem, exactly like a Toida, all the Dinim, Smicha, Chaz Vashaik, but there is no Din Lechem. Menoran Emili, how do we know it came out of it and there's no Lechem? Menoran Emili, Tanar Abonim. Ma'o Emin, the Pasuk says, V'im. ala toida yakirvenu. Ima al toida yakirvenu. Vihikriv al zevach ha toida chalas matzis. So it could have just said, ima al toida, vihikriv. Why is it yakirvenu? Yakirvenu is an extra word. Ma'oim yakirvenu. Mafrish toida. What's the lach of you? Mafrish toida of they got lost. Vihifish acheres tachtei. You mafrish another one. Vinimtsas harishoina. He found the first one. Reshteim oimdus. Both in front of you. V'nayin she'ezis yirtzi yakiv. How do you know either one? You could bring either one. V'lach ma'ima. And whatever you bring the lechem with it. The pasuk says, "Tamaloymar toyde Yaakov." It's the same word Yaakovenu. The Yaakov of Yaakovenu says, "Toyde Yaakov." You could bring either one. Yochotei shliya tu lechem. Maybe you should bring both, and the second one also needs lechem. Tamalo Yaakovenu achas loyshdayim. Only one of them needs lechem, not the other one. Now, minayin lerabbis, how you know you're allowed to bring the other one? The vlados, the tumurois, the chalifos means the other one. How you know you're allowed to bring as a carbon? This is the brayse we have before. Im al toida. Yochi yikulun tunus lechem. Tamaloyma al zevach atoida. Only the zevach atoida needs lechem. Toida tunu lechem. Loi vlado tmurasa v'chlifasa tunu lechem. Now, it says, the vlad tmurasa v'chlifasa don't eat lechem. This chalifasa is lavdafka, because we already know chalifasa doesn't eat lechem from Yaki Venu, which is achas l'shtayim. And Toysa speaks this out. This chalifasa is lavdafka. The al zevach atoida really teaching us that vlado v'tmurasa don't need lechem. But of course, you can be makir of all of them. You can be makir of the vlado t'murasa chalifasa mezbech as a toida. Just, the only difference is, it does not need lechem. So that's...
What do you do with it?
What do you do with what?
What do you do with the other toida?
You bring it as a carbon. You bring it as a carbon. You bring it as a carbon, yeah. Right, it doesn't say that. It says yakivenu, you could bring either one, but it doesn't need lechem. It says klar, toida yakiv, yachot teshtinia to a lechem, yakivenu achal eshtayim, they both don't need lechem. That's what the miyat was. Yes, 100%. Yes, as I told you, like the drasha of the im teaches us. The im teaches us.
Teaches both.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Everything you bring both. You bring even the vlad, tmura, and chalifa. It's all those things. Yeah. Zok the mishtavaita. Now we just finished a shlamim, tmura of a shlamim, and tmura of a toida alach is, and the vlad of them also as well. You bring as a carbon. What's alach of tmura's oila? Zok the mishta. Tmura's oila. Or Vlad of the Tamura, and Vlad Vlada, the Vlad Vlada of the Tamura, Atzef Ka'olam, you bring it. Hareil Ka'olah, Vatunim Hevshev and Atuach, Vakal Ishim, and these all the Dinim Ka'olah. It means you take off the skin, and you makriv the whole thing on the Mizbeach. That's the Halacha Tamura. So, Dr. Mishnah Vaita, Machlaikis that we know about already, a little bit. Hamafrish the Keva La'olah. Someone goes over and he's Mafrish in a Keva La'olah. Now, in a Keva can't be a Olah. So, what's the Halacha? What?
Vlad.
There wasn't a vlad. Vlad of a tamura. It was a vlad of a tamura. Tamura, yeah. Marvish geir la'ayla v'yolda zachar. So here, the nekeva is really not a oila, it can't be makvel, but it had a zachar. What's the lach with the zachar? Can I bring the zachar's oila? Yirach yistav yimach v'yavadav oila. The Tanakhama says, no, it cannot be brought as oila itself. Why? Because it comes from a mother, which was dachu already, it was in a keva. It couldn't be oila. Therefore, the child cannot be oila. You bring it with the mei oila, just like you do with the mother, you do it with the child. Rabbi Eliezer Aymer, who asked me Yaakov? It could be makriv the child is oila, since the child is zacha, can makriv is oila. Even though the mother wasn't roya, but the child is roya. So the Gemara is going to explain us very well the whole sheet. Ma'ishda reisha the loy pligi, or ma'ishda seifa the pligi. We are asking like this: in the reisha, we said that if you have a tmuras oila, what's a tmuras oila? It must have been a nekeva that you switched to oila because it had a baby. And still we say, you have an oila. You say, this chul in the keva should be like the oila. So they're both now oilas, but it's in the keva. Then this tamura has a child. The loch is a child, you bring it as an oila. That's the mission. No one argues. Comes a seifa, the child in the keva is machlaikis. Why aren't there bana argue in the ratio? Ma'is the ratio, le pligi, ma'is the seifa, the pligi. Why aren't there bana argue in the ratio also? Amma rabba babarachana, machlaikis tu, you're right, it is the machlaikis. He argued on the ratio also. Verabliyazi, the mission is the stama, it's Verabliyazi. That's one tarot. Rav Amar no. I feel the Rabbana. And the ratio is better. A simple thing that I could have helped himself. Ad kan lepliga leo der Rabbi Yezel agai mafrish the kevel oila the ima loy karva. The mal is not karat makar all. Ava tamura the ima nami karva for Rabbana Maida. You realize this tamura is coming from something that was a good oila. It was a zachar. Since the original karva where the kedusha is coming from is a zachar, so then you can makar of the vlad.
It was a
tamura. It was a tamura of a good behemoth, right?
But you can make a tamura, we're saying now.
No, you can't make a tamura. Tamura was a keva because the tamura had a baby. The Vlad of the Tamura, we're talking about. The Vlad of the Tamura. Because I had a baby, yeah. That was the kasha, that there's a lot of Tamura. Well, Hakim Akavit, I, the Tamura is a keva. Teretz is the Tamura came from a Zacha, which is a stark oila, then either Rabbana Amaydin. Frank the Gemara, Umi Omra Abeliyaz, a Yaakov oila, who Atzmai. Hakar Abeliyaz is saying in the Sefer of our Mishnah that who Atzmai is Makav oila. He's saying even though the mother was in a keva, you're Makfish in a keva la oila, the Zacha that's born, Kibroz oila. Ramino, I ask you a stira to this. It says, Tamuras Asham, Vlad, Tamuras Asham, or Vlad Tamura, Vlad Vladam, Vlad Vladam, Atsev Kala Olam, Yiru Achis Daivu. All the Vimachru, Viplu, the Mayam, and the Dava. They all have an Alacha, this is Tanakama talking. Tamuras Asham, Alacha is Yiru. And the Vlad Tamura and Vladam, the Wav Alacha, it pastures till it gets a mum, and you sell it, and you give the money to the Dava, which means the Dava Sibur. Go to the Dava Sibur. Rav Eliezer Aimer, Yamusu. Rabbi Lazar should say, Shalom Girsa, but there's two Rabbi Lazars here. One's Rabbi Eliezer, and maybe one's Rabbi Lazar, one's Rabbi Lazar and Hyrcanus. Let's just read it. Let's read what it says in the Gemara. Rabbi Lazar Amar Yemusu. The halacha is, it dies. Because he holds that Chatas like an Asham, is like a Chatas, just like a Chatas Yemusu, but Asham Yemusu also. Rabbi Eliezer Amar, Yavi Vidameyem Oila. You bring with the money a Oila. So, and it means that it goes to Nizvas Yochid. But Domimin, who asked me, Loi, but you can't be Makriv itself, so why can't you be Makriv? Why can't you be Makriv the child as an Asham? Or at least as an Oila? Rav Chista, why can't you bring it, even though the mother is not a Shayach, the Krevas Oila Kurz in the Keva, but why don't we bring it as the baby as an Oila? Yeah, because you see that even though the mother is not Raif Ayla, if the Zach is Raif Ayla, you can bring it as Ayla. See, also, we do the same thing, that you bring it Ayla. What? I know, so what? So what? Let her bring it as Ayla. That's Ria, that the Vlad is, the thing is Ria. But here we're talking about the Vlad of the Tamura. The Vlad of the Tamura, let the Lacha be, that you can bring it as a carbon. Because if it's Roif a carbon, let it bring it as a carbon. So I'm always going to answer probably what you want to answer anyway, but we'll see in a second. This is Machlaik, it's Tumad Yamr. Amram Chista, Relezer, Rem, Ron, Kamalu. Lidi, D, Svirli, I feel of Vlad, Nami, Karav, Oila. I'm Makiv the Vlad as a Oila. Because I don't care. If I have something that has Dushas, I go. And it's Roif Oila, I bring it for Oila. Lidi, Duchud, Amrisu, Roya, Oila, Mir, is the Moshe, the Davas Yachid, Asli. I'm arguing goes on the Davas Yachid. But I'm relaying, the Brahman say, no, Moshe is Davas Siba, Asli. Moshe goes Davas Siba. And Rava says, well, we know. Rava amat kala kam Rav Eliezer who atzma Yaakov oila elba mafresh the kevela oila the ika shame oila al imay. There is a shame oila on the mother. It's not shayach to have an oila on in the keva. So Rashi, since it's shayach oila, it's a oif by the keva, so it's called shame oila on the mother. And Rashi is not a svara because if you sell the mother, it'll go to money of oila. Mashenkin this osham has no shayach to either one. Avagav tmuras vlad osham. Or Tamuras Asham, maybe it should be Garis. But Tamuras Asham, the Lek of Shem El Ima, Moide Rabbi Eliezer, the Medav of In, who asks me Loi Karav. You're not Makrib. Why? Because the mother has neither, like Rashi speaks out. It's not coming from a Kayach of something as Shem Ayla, and it's not the Mei Ayla. It's no Shaykhis to Ayla, it's Mamish Asham. Therefore, Rabbi Eliezer holds the son is not Makrib as the Ayla. What the Havmina? What do you understand?